Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about achieving balance in work and life. You guessed it. This is a Jill topic.
Thanks a lot. It's hilarious. Do you struggle with this?
Not at all.
Really?
And never have. Never. And that was actually what I was going to talk about that a lot.
I have a lot of questions then.
I think this is going to be a real interesting episode.
Okay, cool.
I think it's going to be half family meeting, half therapy session, and half, not, you know, three half. There's three halves.
Half informational.
There's three account of
halves. I like that. Yeah. That's very nice. Thanks, babe.
That reminds
like
me
five
of,
quarters.
Good. Of another famous Yogi Berra quote.
Uh-oh.
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
I wonder how many people that are going, who is that?
Yogi Berra.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, please look it up.
Okay. I know. I know you do. You just separated yourself.
Yeah, from an age standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't think Yogi Berra.
I think it's your dad's generation, not really ours.
We were alive at the same time.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. Brad wrote, "Howdy. I'm looking for a mastermind or accountability group to meet online or by phone." Huh.
I put this in here for you.
I'm in the Sacramento area. If you know anyone doing land deals nearby, please let me know. I would be happy to take them to lunch. Well, if you're in Sacramento area, the restaurant may not be open. Just kidding.
It won't be open in 2023.
Right. Sending the second mailer in December. I appreciate the community, Brad. That's great. I'll just say real quick that we're doing that. There's
you don't have
two
to
levels.
Say it real quick. I put this in here for you to plug our accountability group.
Okay, there's two levels of
shamelessly.
Okay. There's two levels of accountability. Jill continues to speak. Just kidding. Two levels of accountability group coming. One is there's a free version forming, and then there's a next level version forming. And it varies based on, I think, experience. Am I correct here? Because one you're going to be involved in, really heavily involved in.
And we are launching this month, December.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe them the best.
A series of accountability groups that are based on your level. And okay. How that actually gets released, I'm not sure. There are some people that are doing this for 10 years and they just can't hire an assistant. That's, you know, ultra advanced. There are some people that are brand new and they need help just getting that first mailer out or picking counties and then everything in between. So it's hard to mix those people. It's hard for me as a potential instructor, and I use that term loosely, to teach to somebody who's got 10 years in and somebody who's brand new. You just can't. So we're separating the groups. But the point is, December is, this is the thing that we're launching. It's been by leaps and bounds what's been requested the most from us. Help with pricing, help with choosing a county, help with getting the correct staff.
Help with getting going.
Yeah. Help with funding.
Help with pushing the button.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Yep. Awesome.
Today's topic, achieving balance in work and life. This is the meat of the show. This is the last topic I would come up with on my own. And I think that, you know, all kidding aside, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It, whatever it takes, get it done. And I really think this is gender specific. And I truly think to most women's credit, I just think women assign themselves a lot more stuff to do than men do.
I don't think this is gender specific. I think there's men that don't know how to stop working.
I do too, but I don't think working. You're right. Then that's all they do is work.
Right.
Work, but I've never.
And they don't have
I've
fun.
I've never met a man in my life who hired a cleaning lady on his own.
Never met a man. They just don't clean.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying. Men don't assign themselves all this stuff that women do. They men look at it, some stuff.
That's not what this is about.
Jill and I just talked to a single guy very successful single guy who introduced us to Instacart. Instacart is it's an Uber type app, you know, that allows you to go on several websites like Walmart, Costco, or whatever, get a bunch of stuff, the stuff that you need for, let's say, that month or that week, and it gets assigned to a person in the area who's, you know, maybe it might be an Uber driver.
And sometimes several people. You'll have one at a grocery store, one at Costco, and one at CVS all at the same time.
And you can say,
picking up what you need.
I ordered all this stuff, and I'd like it in the next two hours. And then those people go to work. They go into the store. They pull it off from the shelves. They say, hey, you know, the thing that you ordered is not, you ordered a blue one. All they have is red. Do you still want to do it? And so he said, we didn't even ask him this. And this is a single guy who's super busy. He said he can do all of his stuff for the entire month, in a house cleaning, all of it in 2 hours on Saturday morning. So he can go enjoy the weekend. That's just not what most women I've ever known are not wired to make it incredibly efficient.
And Why does this have to be a gender thing?
It doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, I'll stop saying it's a gender thing. I'm just saying my experience has been this.
Okay. I think there's plenty of men that are inefficient and stuff never gets done that probably needs to get done. I appreciate you because.
You don't have to soften this.
All right. Let's talk about all the men that have construction things around the house that never get done.
So absolutely.
I just want to give you a that
go counterbalance.
There are some women that, let me tell you, if I was redoing a bathroom or I'm even doing something in the house, I'm making a project, it's decorating for Christmas. How about something like that?
Oh my gosh, no man's ever going to decorate for Christmas.
I know, but I'm just using this as an example.
Or redo a bathroom.
We're going to get the things out. I'm going to get the kid. You do this, you do this, you do this. We're going to get it all done. Now we're going to go have fun. The house looks pretty. Yay, great, whatever. But I wouldn't open up all the boxes and then push them in the corner. And that, so there's, you know, there's not, I'm just, don't, not that I need to defend women, but that's.
Okay, let's just not make it a gender thing. It's a personality thing.
Thank you. That's where I'm going with that. So, what I was going to say is, and this is how I see the whole topic. Now that we talked about all that, forget it all.
Oh, nobody's going to learn anything from this. I know. This is pure entertainment.
No, I think, hopefully they will. Here's the problem I personally have, and I'm sharing this because I think there's other people listening that also have this problem. I truly love what I do, and I have a hard time turning it off. A property comes in. Here's a beautiful example, whether you're a guy or a girl. We all do this. If you're an investor like me and you're in Land Academy, a property comes in. You cannot wait. You have a signed purchase agreement. You cannot wait to get somewhere where you can look up this property and see what it is.
Oh, I'm like that.
See? This is a perfect example of work-life balance. You might be at dinner, and now you're like, everybody hurry up, let's go. You know, kind of thing. Seriously, am I right?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Right, or you're on your phone trying to make it work, or you're running out to your car to get your laptop and bringing it up at the table while you're eating and your family's trying to have a conversation, and you're looking it up on your thing because you can't stand it. You can't say, well, no. I only look at properties between 8 and 10 a.m. every day, which would be the more efficient way to do it. Do them all at one time. No, you just can't stand it.
Or, in the same light, and this happens to us all the time, Jill's transaction coordinator sends her a text or an email that pops into her phone at dinner and says, hey, we just got an offer on XYZ County. She can't. There's whatever Jill's doing, she has to stop and look at the numbers and respond and say, okay, I accept it or I don't. And I understand that. Right. You know, I think this is the therapy, the family meeting part.
This family meeting half.
We are lucky as hell, Jill, that, like, because I get that.
Right.
I absolutely get, oh my gosh, let's you know, because, you know, the truth is I get high off of that.
Right.
I get high off of bringing in a good property and selling a property, mostly bringing it in. I don't understand is lingering, hours and hours of lingering work that is unnecessary.
I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Oh, good. Okay.
So for the first one, if you have that condition like we do, where you love everything about this business, the rest of your family doesn't quite get it, I would say try a version of something like this, which we do with each other very easily. I need 15 minutes. I'm very sorry. This is really important. can I have 15 minutes? I will get right back to you.
And I know it's 30 to 45.
No, make no, try to be realistic. I'm just saying, try to warn the other person.
Are you saying that to me?
No, I'm saying it to
your family?
No, to the listener. Or no, who am I saying it to? Yeah, saying it to your wife, minutes. Your partner, okay, yeah. Your friend, your, you know, I got to take this call. Shucks, I'm so sorry. Can I need to get back to you in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, even if it is 30 minutes.
You're not with somebody who doesn't understand that. You're trying to make your life better and the family, your family's life better. That's not good.
Well, that's a whole nother therapy session. So that's, for me, I was just sharing, I should probably be better at it, but I get so excited at it.
You shouldn't. You don't need okay. to be. You don't need it.
But you know what?
Don't change a darn thing.
But there's times, hey, I'm not going to leave the altar. And I'm not going to. I do, but I got to take this call.
Oh my gosh. If we ever get married, we got to stage that whole thing.
That would be awesome. So yeah, I'll be right with you. A deal just came in that I got to handle. No, so like so this is part of work-life balance. There's a few situations where you go, all right, 2 hours is not going to, I have to tuck everybody in and then sneak out of bed to go look at this property, that's not going to hurt. 2 hours of waiting to review a signed purchase agreement is not going to kill everything. So you got to figure that out, kind of thing. So the other thing that there's 3 points. Can I go into
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. My other point is,
I have to say, to defend your gender, you don't need to ask me anything. This half of the show is yours. I'm really serious.
Thank you.
If you think it's important, knock yourself out.
Okay. The second thing I want to say
is... It's not important, I'll tell you, from my gender.
That's great. This is why I preface this.
I had to wreck it, didn't I?
This is why I preface this. Okay. Second point I want to say is to balance. I have found... So that's your whole dealing with the family, right? Because you love it so much, you're nuts. And you're doing it too much. Second thing is, where are you doing it? I would like you to have a separate workspace, and I would really like you to have it not in the bedroom, if at all possible. If it has to be the dining room table, that's the only situation. I'm open to that. But please don't put a... because I've done that. I put a desk in the bedroom. You know what happens?
This is interesting for me.
Yeah, you lay in bed staring at your desk, and it's really hard. Or, because you're in bed. When you're in bed, you're in your workspace, and your mind just goes there. It's like we don't have a TV in our bedroom, and... It's so much better for us not having a TV in our bedroom. You have to have separate. I like getting up and going to a place to watch TV. Coming in the bedroom is there's a fireplace.
It's for sleeping.
There's a
and
view,
relaxing and reading.
There's a fireplace. There's a place to put my coffee. There's a place to put my wine. There's a place to put it's really whiskey, not really wine now. It's whiskey that I drink, FYI. But that's a whole nother show. I can share more on that later. But have a space for it, and that's going to help you with your work-life balance. And then my third and final point is, if it all else fails, try to use your calendar and force the issue. And this is what I do. This happened even yesterday. Truth time. Steven sent me a calendar invite for Friday morning. I'm like, shoot, I just committed to go. Friday morning is now my walk the strand time with all my girlfriends. Hell no. I love you, but I'm not doing this meeting on
that's
Friday
exactly
morning.
Exactly.
And interrupting my goal times. I did.
Think that's fantastic.
And I wrote him back and I said, I'm sorry. I am not available. I'm available after between 1 and 3, whatever it is on Friday.
I think
Friday.
That's great, Joe.
And so, and then what I immediately did too is I went and blocked my calendar. That
good.
Was where I did it.
Good, good.
I didn't have it on there, so he wouldn't see that good. One of us is not available for the meeting. Now it's on there. So that's my thing. Lean on your calendar. What would you like to add?
I think that's, achieving balance in work and life for me is all about scheduling, period. And it's all about when some stuff comes up, and it always comes up, I don't care where you are in your career, you have to take a look at what it is and schedule it, and then try to eliminate it, you know, so you don't have to do it next week. Unless it's something like this show, where there's really just nobody else that should be doing it except Jill and I. And so after, it's taken 5 years, but Jill and I are very comfortable now recording in one slot on the same day of the week at the same time, and there's no discussing it. So that's balance for me. But there's stuff that goes on that needs to be eliminated, you know, where that can be eliminated by having by calendar event. You know, there are issues that come up. I'm responsible for marketing right now. And sometimes, someday Jill will be responsible for it, or we'll switch back and forth, or we'll get somebody in there that's so much better than us that we just look at the report and that's it. So you have to be of the mindset to reduce the number of stuff, the number of things that you're responsible for or doing, and just be, put yourself in a delegation role. Then you can go horse around more, or you can fill that time, that slot with starting a new company or buying a different product type or building a team on the side that does startups, which is what I do. You know, that's my role in this. And it's only because I'm so efficient at scheduling, you know, and I think that Friday thing, blocking a whole day for you, I think just would just morning. Be fantastic.
I should do the whole day, but we're busy right now. It's yeah. good. But just my morning. I need my morning free. I'll see you in the afternoon. Thank you.
You know, we just drove back from Phoenix, and our number three kid, I got to drive in his car with him driving. And, you know, I spent 6 hours talking to him, and I realized I should be doing that more often. You know, he's 17. I'm not going to have the chance to do this much longer.
Yeah,
so as far as scheduling life stuff, you just said it. Mm-hmm. You know, you scheduled, you blocked some time for life. And so then if you know on Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning to, let's say, 1 o'clock or whatever the numbers are, that you're supposed to be along the lines of a computer in the bedroom, then you can just enjoy it. You can just, you know, I'm not supposed to work. I'm not going to take my phone. And for 5 hours, I can go do whatever the heck I want. Mm-hmm. And then for this block of time, I know I have to do this. So you just flush your mind out with all this, anything else. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of scheduling. And then when you're done, I remember in all through school, in high school and college, it was just never done. Well, I could be studying more. No, I'd rather go to the bar. That's always what happened. And then you feel bad about it, or you don't do as well in this class that you should have. Your life can't be like that, or you just be unhappy constantly. And that's what scheduling removes for me.
That's really good. You don't worry about it. You know where you're supposed to be. Yep. You know you are where you're supposed to be, and everything else is going to work out just fine.
Most days, my inbox is absolutely empty by the time I'm done with work. And it's all, whatever I'm supposed to do in the inbox is scheduled out. And I don't allow my inbox to become my to-do list, because it'll never work. And I think I've spent years allowing other people to control my time through my inbox or through my phone or whatever. All that stuff's flushed out into zero in the Outlook schedule by the time I'm done with work. And then I'm happy. I know everything's taken care of, or it's shot to other people in our organization. I know they're taking care of it, and with a time deadline that's in the calendar, and they're going to report back to me. Teams is the greatest thing that's ever happened to our organization. If you don't have Microsoft Teams or 365, I highly recommend taking a look at it. I think there's a free version.
I do not know. Awesome. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show, next week I should say, is called An Interview with Advanced Members Catherine and Michael Alon. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Long, long time members, right?
Yeah.
Maybe exactly. Since maybe year two.
Couple live events. It would have been 3 live events, actually, but we didn't get to have one this October. So hopefully we'll have one early in 2021. I'm kind of standing by.
I just read just this morning that there are 5 vaccines that are about to be released.
I did too. That some in England are already like they're getting them quickly, like in weeks.
I don't care
maybe days.
Which side you're on this thing, whether you think it's real or not, or any version in between. I just want it to end.
Me too. I think we all agree on that. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button on your favorite episodes helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.